Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Most people in sales view their role and their process and what they're taught or what they've seen or just left on their own to figure out. They feel their job is actually to push people, which means they are a manager. They are managing this sales process, right? And if you've ever heard the advice, which is make sure you have control of your conversation, keep control of your prospect, keep control of the flow. Don't lose control to them. Don't let them ask you questions because then they'll be in control and you'll lose control. That's very much a management tactic. You do not want people to be in control of you. You have to be in control of them. That's management. That's more leadership or more management than leadership. And that is what most people do in their sales career. That's how they sell. That's what they focus on, which is managing the process, managing the prospect and the conversation and the flow, right? They're managing this assembly line factory of a conversation and process from here to here. And I've got to just manage it. All I've got to do is if I just manage it, I'm going to win. That is not effective. That is not what works. And that is not what is sustainable, right? Because you can try to manage, but not everyone wants to be managed. It's not effective. We all know that. We've all had managers and it didn't go well, especially if they tried to manage too much and it was too much micromanaging or it was too much pressure on this versus that. And then it doesn't work. That is the classic sales model. The classic sales model is controlling, manipulating, managing, pushing, right? It's all about pushing the prospect across the finish line. How do I use this tactic or this strategy or this closing line or this rebuttal? Or how do I ask this question so I can trap them and move them in this direction so that I can have my way with them so I can push them across the finish line, whether they want to or not, so that I can achieve my goal, right? Meet my quota, make more money, hit my commission, not get fired, whatever that looks like. Then there's leadership. That is different. Leadership, again, inspiring and enrolling somebody into a mission towards a vision. That's pulling. In my opinion, again, this is just my opinion, my experience based on doing this for a long time and being in organizations, not even sales related, but observing and watching people who are leading versus managing, is that leadership is pulling. It's pulling somebody. When you're being a leader, when you act like a leader and function like a leader and see your role in sales as a leader, then what happens is you're now pulling your prospects. You're pulling people across the finish line. Right? So instead of convincing them, instead of pushing them, instead of tricking them, feeling like you have to manipulate them, what you're doing is you're pulling them, you're inspiring them and enrolling them into a mission headed towards a vision. So with that foundation set, let's talk about more on the sales side, because what I get a lot from people is when they say, yeah, but I'm just selling cars, or I'm selling furniture, or I'm selling this. I'm helping people, again, out of debt, or I'm helping them, whatever it is, right? I'm not doing something that's grandiose with this giant mission and vision. And so I don't have that same thing. Like, I'm not impacting people. I don't have this amazing mission and vision for what I'm doing. But that's where most people just don't understand their true role when it comes to sales and selling people, which is the fact that your job is to take someone from where they are now to where they want to be or could be, and someplace that's better off. It's the same reason I have that as part of my personal mission, which is to leave people better than I found them. Your job in sales, if you're a sales professional who wants to do things for people and help them in a way that benefits them, not just yourself, it can be win-win, but it should be about what benefits them. In that case there, then your job is a leader. Your job is to help them get to a better place, to start here and move here. That is the mission. And your vision for them is success. Some people, it's getting out of pain, right? So if you deal with people who are in debt, or you people who are have health issues, like if you work at a gym, some people, they're getting out of pain. They want to avoid pain. They want to get out of a painful situation and shift that. Some people are doing okay, and they just want to achieve something more, something different, right? Maybe they have a car works fine. They want to buy a new car. They want to have a different future. They want to have something different, something bigger. What is it that they want? What's important to them? Why does that matter to them? We're going to cover all that in the future sessions. I don't know which one that one's going to fall under, seven or eight, session eight, somewhere in there. But it's all about helping them get to a better place. What does that look like for them?